At 9:30 this morning, the body of Senator Ted Stevens arrived at All Saints Episcopal Church in downtown Anchorage for a public visitation that will continue until 8 this evening. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, hundreds of people are paying their respects to Stevens today, a mix of those who knew him well and those who respected him as senator.
The small All Saints Episcopal Church sits nestled beneath the tall buildings of downtown Anchorage, some of which bear the handprint of Ted Stevens. A steady stream of mourners walked in, despite overcast skies that sometimes opened up into rain.
Well, the heavens are crying.
Beverly Moore is a Korean War veteran from Anchorage. At 80, she's only a few years younger than Ted Stevens, but remembers going to Washington about 10 years ago for the dedication of the Women's Veterans Memorial and stopping in at his office.
I was like a long-lost daughter when I went in there because he said, if there's any problem, just call me. So, you know, and then I got a couple of letters from him about my service and thanking me. So they're all mementos right on my scrapbook. And his picture is on my fireplace.
Inside the church, Moore and others could take a moment before the closed casket bearing the body of Ted Stevens. It was draped with the American flag and flanked by an honor guard and the flags of the U.S. Senate. Stevens' family sat in a front pew and stood in the back of the church, sharing handshakes or hugs with all who entered. It was quiet and still. After paying his respects, Jeff Cook remembered being 10 years old in the 1950s when he met Ted Stevens. He wore on his funeral suit a vintage Stevens campaign button.
That's about a 24-year-old pin, and I've had it in a drawer, and sometimes you wonder why, but now I know.
Cook wiped his eyes before recalling happy times, like when Mount Redoubt Volcano blew in 1989, canceling flights, and he drove from Fairbanks to Anchorage with the senator.
8 hours with this guy, and we talked about family, faith, friends, international politics, national politics, and just got to know each other. We got to Wasilla, it was snowing real hard, and I look over and I said, there's a jogger, Senator. And he says, you idiot, that's a moose. And we went right by a moose. And the next day he told that story at Anchorage Chamber. So, and then he wrote me a card. Yep, typical. Here's a guy, 5 days before Christmas, writes me a 2-page card thanking me for the ride, telling me I knew more about the Stevens family than anybody should know, and that he hoped someday I'd learn to tell the difference between a moose and a jogger.
That personal touch was on the minds of many friends, like David Monson of Fairbanks. When his wife, the famed dog musher Susan Butcher, died from leukemia 4 years ago, the Stevens family surrounded him with help and support. Now he's doing the same for them, one of scores of helpers. When Monson's wife died, Ted Stevens gave him a book about grieving. He, too, had lost a wife in a 1978 plane crash.
He understood what it meant to go through when you lose somebody that you love, and it made it his point to go to people that he loved and cared about and share his experience, which is not the Senator Stevens that I think most people think of when they think of him.
Mourners shared story after story. Help Stevens gave one family adopting a baby from Korea, the baby now 26 years old, the senator trying to help a church member with a visa problem. Lulu Swan was a teenage intern for Stevens in Washington in 1992. She says there weren't many other young Inupiaq women from Kivalina around, but she still felt at home, thanks to Stevens.
It's been surreal, knowing that he's gone, and kind of tough for me because, you know, he impacted me in a small way, but it's, sorry, just his ability to relate to someone like me.
For some, it's not just saying goodbye to a man, but an era. 81-year-old Carol Phillips was friends with Ted and his first wife, Ann, decades ago, and has outlived most of the founders of the state.
Some of them sat in my kitchen in Nenana and drank coffee with us. You don't forget those people. So it is a passing of an era, but we just hope that those who come along will remember history because it does repeat itself.
That history brought Grace White and her daughter Minnie, who's a teenager at Service High School.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of him. I did Alaska history, and there was a lot of Ted Stevens in it.
Grace White first saw the senator when she was her daughter's age.
I wanted to see him for the last time.
Some said despite the sudden and violent nature of Stevens' death, they feel like he went out on top, in fishing waders, in the land he loved so much. Jan and Peter Rica of Anchorage were like many paying respects who didn't know Stevens well, but called him their senator.
He's done so much for the state that we just wanted to honor him and his family.
Yes, Ted is, you know, he seems like he's been our senator forever, and we wish him well in his next endeavor, which is with God above. So, goodbye, Ted.
In Anchorage, I'm Libby Casey.